You know, as I was preparing for this sermon, this really was one of the most difficult sermons that I had to prepare for. You know, I've prepared a lot of sermons over the course of time that God has given me to be in ministry, but by far, this has been one of the most difficult sermons that I've had to prepare. I believe because I wanted to bring an uplifting message filled with words of comfort and hope. But as I began to prepare, as I was in preparation, floods of emotions surrounded me as I began to reflect on different ones in people's lives that have touched me over this short period of time. I thought about family members of my own who I have lost, and emotions just surrounded me, and it began to flood in. And so I realized that this was a very difficult message to prepare. I realized that sooner or later, we all have to face death in some form or fashion. As Christians, we are met with the reality more than most because we belong to a bigger family, the church. In the body of Christ, God blesses us with many brothers, sisters, fathers, mothers, uncles, aunts, grandmothers, grandfathers, etc. He extends our family because we are a part of his family. In other words, God blesses us with an extended family. Somebody say extended family. So if you see that I asked you to repeat something, it's because I see somebody nod and I want to make sure that I have your attention. And so I may ask you to repeat some things behind me, and that's just to get you to wake up. And so you just have to look at your neighbor and say, "Were you nodding?" The bond that God allows us to develop with our extended family is a bond that will never be severed or forgotten. We must all face it, and someday we will all confront our own end. Along the way, we will also witness our beloved friends and family pass from this life into the next, into eternity. This is the reason why we are here today, is to remember those who have gone on before us. Today is November the 3rd, 2019. A day that I'm sure will be forever etched into our memories, that will be ever a part of our memories as we commemorate those who have gone on before us. We know that Thanksgiving and Christmas are rapidly approaching. Like many of you, I love the holidays because it's a time of family. Somebody say family. And no, nobody was not. I just wanted you to repeat after me. Families come together to make memories. Families come together making memories and remembering and celebrating the times in their own unique ways. For some of us, however, the holidays this year will be certainly different. This is a passage of scripture that generally is read during a time of a funeral service, and I'd like to share this passage of scripture with you today. There is a time for everything. This passage of scripture comes from the book of Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter. It says that there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to uproot, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to tear down, and a time to build up, a time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear down and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. This passage of scripture suggests that there is an appropriate time for everything, the unpleasant as well as the pleasant experiences in our lives. This is not merely a description of what happens in life. This is a description of the cycle of life. In the cycle of life, many things happen. We have our ups and we have our downs. We have our highs and our lows. We have our happy times, our sad times. Some cycles are productive while others seem wasteful. Some inspire peace and others bring pain. But through it all, Jesus is with us. Jesus is with you and he is with me. He is with us because he said that he will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. Know that Christ is with us in our valleys as well as on the mountaintop. In this passage of scripture that you heard me read to you, what resonated with me was the word change. Even though the word change was not spoken, it was a word that was in my spirit as I read that passage of scripture. Change in the cycle of life is always occurring. Life is just that way. So unexpected. Oftentimes during the cycle of that we call life, one can lose heart and one can lose vision because over our imagination, being in a seat, because of our imagination, we would never had imagined that we would be in this season of change. And during this, learning to trust God with the change can be challenging. But I want to say to you, trust God anyway. No matter how much you or I do not understand what we're experiencing or what we're going through right now, no matter how uncomfortable it may seem, no matter how hard it is, don't give up. Trust God anyway. Somebody say, trust God. Trust God in the midst of change. Trust God in this cycle called life. Because if we don't have God with us, we don't have anything. He is our joy for which we seek. Everything that we desire can be found in him and infinitely more. Yes, things may be different, but cherish each and every memory that you have of the loved ones that we've cherished. Memorize the amazing gifts that God has given to each of you. Remember, memorizing is amazing. Memory is an amazing thing. It allows you to remember. Somebody say, always remember. Each event that occurred moments or even years ago, our memory allows us to remember the smile, the voice, and the impact that our loved ones has had on our life. It allows us to remember people who have passed on into eternity. It allows us to remember the love, the blessings, the joy, the excitement, the wonder that we had an opportunity to experience with each one. One of the realities when a loved one dies is that we remember them. There's a value in remembering. Well, I'm glad you asked because I heard someone say, what is the value of remembering? As we value the memories, we honor our loved ones by remembering the impact that they've had on each and every one of our lives, an impact that can never be taken away. We remember the contributions that have touched our lives. Each one of us makes our own contributions in this life, whether we realize it or not. Our family and our friends know what our contributions are worth to them. But most importantly, God knows what our contributions mean to him. You may or may not have heard the name Chris Tomlin before, but he is a Christian worship leader and a songwriter who is from Texas. Oh, I didn't hear anybody cheer for Texas. He wrote this song, "How Great is Our God and Holy is the Lord and We Fall Down." He says, life is not meant to be about us, our career, or our fame. It's all about God and his glory. In a song, he expresses his desire to live a life that is lived to the fullest for Jesus Christ and God's glory. In the lyrics, they go like this. Made in your likeness, made in your hands, made to discover who I am. Made to discover who you are and who I am. All I've forgotten, help me to find. All that you've promised, let it be mine. I want to be the way I was made. I want to live like there's no tomorrow. I want to dance like there's no one around. I want to sing like nobody's listening. Before I lay my body down, I want to give like I have plenty. I want to learn like I'm not afraid. I want to be the man that I was meant to be. See, those words challenge us, the young, the old, and the in-between, to pause and to think about life, the life that we are living. It does not matter how much we own, the cars, the houses, or the cash. None of that matters. What matters is how we live our lives poured out to God. What matters is how we love and how we live in this cycle of life for the impact of eternity. As we celebrate life through death, it makes us think and ponder how our own lives are but a vapor. Therefore, it is important for each of us to think long and hard of how we live our lives. See, they have set examples for us, and it's up to us to set examples for others. For when we know how much time is left, it is important for us to slow down enough to consider what is real and true, remembering this cycle might not last forever. So from this point forward, let us encourage one another to live. Remember the words of Chris Tomlin's song, "Live life to the fullest, live with gratitude, and love the people in our lives like we've never loved them before." See, we have an opportunity, because if you'll look to your left and you look to your right, you'll see a room full of people that we have an opportunity to love. And I'm not talking about that friendly, fake stuff. I'm talking about genuinely love people like we've never loved before. From this point forward, I encourage you to live. Remember the words of the song, "Live life to the fullest. Live a life with gratitude and love people in our lives like we've never, ever, ever loved them before." Let us treat each other with respect and try more often to wear a smile. Sometimes it's not always easy to smile when our hearts are heavy. But remember, the cycle of life is but a vapor. This statement reminds me of James, the 4th chapter, the 14th verse, where the apostle asks the question. The question is one that resounds loudly as we are celebrating the lives of the saints of old. This question, it says, what is your life? What is our life? What is the meaning of life? What is it all about? There have been books and songs and movies that have tried to explain and to address this subject. For many, there is no greater question to be answered. For many, this is one of the greatest pursuits in life, to find out what is the meaning of life. My greatest prayer has been, "Lord, make my life count." And I pray that it is yours as well. None of us are here to waste precious time, because time is a gift. So it's important to make every minute of our lives count. Make the most of our time, for time is an interesting concept. It's one of the most precious resources that we have. Time is irreplaceable. God, in His grace, has given us 24 hours in a day, and with that gift, it's up to us to use the time that God has given us wisely. The quality, joy, the impact of our lives are directly related to how wisely we use the time that we have. So it's important to make the most out of our life. You've got to hold on to what will stand and savor what really matters. Again, I say, look to your left and look to your right, because the person sitting next to you really matters. Live life with determination. Each one of us, each one of the people that we remember today has influenced us, and each one of you has influenced, whether you realize it or not. The only question is whether you will live your life in a positive way or a negative way, whether you will have positive influence or negative influence. So from this day forward, be determined to be a positive influence. Be determined to live a life of awareness, a life of service. Be determined to live a life of humility. Humility does not mean that we think less of ourselves. It just means that we think of ourselves less and others more. When you live your life with determination, awareness, service, and humility, you will positively influence the lives of other people. And the lives that you touch will forever be changed. The cycle of life that we remember today, I am sure, will live full of love. The cycle of lives that we celebrated today, I am sure, was lived full of love. Because as I look out and I see your faces, you're here representing the love that you shared. The love that they shared with each of us is priceless, and no one can ever take that gift away. So as we remember, I ask you to live life to the fullest. Amen? Amen. The word of God for the people of God.
Amen.
Amen.